Where's the beer? Whose bland life is it anyway? In association with Sterling Creations and VIP Tech Productions present Ask Donna. Donna Jordan answers your questions and offers you tips and tricks on being an author, an expert, sight loss coach, and an advocate.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Donna Jordan, and I am pleased to be with you for the second week of February. February is normally a very short month, or shorter than most other months, or all of the other months. There are only 28 days in February. But I can't help but keep saying, like a broken record, that time is really racing on. And I don't know if it's because of the recent COVID stage of our lives or what's going on here, but time is really, really flying by. I want to thank everybody who took the time last week to respond to my first show for February, telling me how much they've enjoyed it. And I'm just glad that I have been able to revamp my show to really meet the needs and requests of my listeners, those of you who really want more tips. And I'm happy to provide these tips because I have a plethora of tips from things that I've done over the years, from collections of hints and tips and tricks from my friends and family, and from simply taking the time to go onto the internet and look for these hints and tips and to provide them to you. I really enjoy doing this, so I hope that I can continue not to bore you, but instead to provide you with tips that you would really, really enjoy. And I want to thank my good friend Victor Gouvia for giving me this opportunity to be with you once more. Thank you, Victor. For this week, it's all about Ask the Coach, and it's all about providing you with tips that you can use in a variety of ways, you know, in a variety of circumstances that will be most useful to you. Okay? Don't forget, though, at the end of my show, to listen to my mental stretch and to listen to my suggestions for a virtual bento basket. Okay? Let's start off with some winter warming tips, because whether we like it or not, winter is still here, and winter has a bad habit of hanging on for a bit too long at times when it is not welcomed. Right. Some winter warming tips. Use mitts instead of gloves. And you know why? When you use mitts, it keeps your fingers warmer than when you use gloves. If you use gloves, your fingers are separated from each other by those little, thin little pieces of, I don't know what you call them, felt or wool or whatever, in your glove. So your fingers are not right next to each other. They're not warming up each other. Whereas if you wear mitts, all of your fingers are in one compartment and your thumb is on its own. So they are closer to each other and your hands are kept warmer in mitts. Okay? Wear knee-high socks in shoes and boots. Knee-high socks keep your legs a lot warmer than if you had ankle socks or mid-calf socks. Use toques to warm heads and scarves to warm necks. The thing is, wearing a toque is a lot more effective than wearing a hat. the toque comes down over your ears and keeps your head warmer than if you wore a hat. You can also wear earmuffs, which I find quite effective. But what I also find is that when I wear earmuffs, it does take away from my ability to hear what's going on around me. Although I will say that they have improved earmuffs quite a lot so that your hearing is not as affected. Okay? How about this tip for you? Best ways to use wine. Okay. Red wine is for pork and beef. White wine is for chicken. You can also use sparkling wine for chicken. And for fish, white wine, they say, is better than red wine. Now, you could experiment with all these: red wine, white wine, or sparkling wine, and see what you think. Now, a tip on money markets. When it comes to describing those up and down money markets, you need to remember these terms. When the market is in a great mood, means that stock prices are going up, everything while prices are going up, it's known as the bull market. I guess the bull is the one that is aggressive, so it means that money markets are in a good mood when they are being described as bull markets. Everything is rising. Bear markets is the opposite of bull markets. Bear markets are used to describe markets that are in a grumpy mood, and prices go down, incomes go down, mortgage prices rise. The opposite of bull markets, because bull markets are where prices are rising. Bear markets are where prices are falling. Okay? Trough is used to describe markets that are bottoming out. Means that the markets are bottoming out and getting ready to start rising again. You see trough markets from time to time, but there is a cycle here. That you have the bulls, and then the markets start to decline, then you have the bear, and then you have the troughs. And you have the peak markets. That is when the markets peak. Prices, you know, investors and experts are saying that prices have reached a peak. They do not expect prices to rise anymore, and therefore we have to expect prices to start falling. Okay? Now, if you would like to write to me about any of the tips that I have just provided you, please do so. Write to me at askdonna@blindlife@gmail.com. askdonna@blindlife@gmail.com. And I would be pleased to respond to you. Put in the subject line what you would like me to respond to. This week, our show is Ask the Coach. Okay? So don't hesitate. Right. Let's get on to the mental stretch. And yes. Time to give our mental psyche a bit of a stretch. My goodness. My gosh. You're always stretching your arms, your legs, your neck, everything. But now it's time to give your mental stretch a bit of a stretch. Clear your minds and imaginations of clutter and cobweb. And spark and stimulate your juices, your creative juices. I call this the Mick principle. Your mind, your imagination, and your creative juices. And I have been using this for many years now. It works for me. It refreshes me. And it doesn't matter what time of the day you try this out. Could be first thing in the morning, which most times I do, right after breakfast. Just mid-morning, before lunch, after lunch, mid-afternoon, before you go to bed. Give it a try. Trust me. And what I do is that I use one of my senses when I am concentrating on my mental stretch. Or I can use it in combination with something else. Okay? With another type of sense. How about the sense of smell for this week? Scented candles. Light your candles. Think of them visually as sort of, you light them, right? You sit there and you look at them. They're flickering back at you. But the scent of fragrant candles, scented candles, tickles your nostrils, doesn't it? Sense of smell. Mm-hmm. So using your sense of smell along with your sense of sight. Okay, but smell is the vocal sense for this week. Okay? You can spray your bedroom with lavender spray or any of your favorite sprays. Give it not an overwhelming spray, not a robust spray, just a light spray. Stand in the middle of your room, open up your can, and spray it gently and lightly. You can spray any part of your house with this, your bedroom, your kitchen, living room, dining room, your office, and then just sit there and allow your mind and your imagination to float. Clear the mind and the imagination of cobwebs and clutter. Trust me when I tell you this works, as I use it all the time. Friends and family also use it. And you can use fresh scents to spray your kitchen after you have done some cooking or just before, you know, or after you've done some cleaning up. Fresh scents. Maybe scents of lemon or scents of orange or scents of pine. That would do it. Tickle the imagination and the mind. Allow the nostrils to do your work for you. Okay? Again, send me an email and ask Donna on blindlife@gmail.com. Okay? Now it's time to end my show with my bento basket. How about a Valentine's basket? Your Valentine could be anybody, from your best friend to your parents to your siblings, to your husband or your wife, to your partner, to your teacher. That is your Valentine's basket for this week. What are we going to put into this Valentine's basket? Well, here goes. Chocolates, chocolates, chocolates. I love chocolates. You can send them, if you know what their favorite chocolates are, send them your chocolates. Okay? I like Ferrero Rocher chocolates. So if someone sent me or put that into my virtual bento basket, I would say thank you very much. How about a package of cookies? Again, what you think they would enjoy. I like lemon cream cookies. I know, I'm a bit old-fashioned, but I like that. A bottle of Asti Spumante sparkling wine that they can enjoy on Valentine's night. Yeah, glass. Put two glasses in there as well, two nice stem glasses so that they can enjoy their wine with their favorite person on Valentine's night. And you can also put in there, yeah, let's add some candles as well. So let's see what we have in this basket. We have chocolates, cookies, wine, two stem glasses, and some candles. And if you want to add anything else, you can certainly do that. But this is my Valentine's virtual bento basket for this week. Folks, I wish you all a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week. You stay safe, stay healthy, and once again, thank you so, so much for tuning in, for listening to me. And if you have any thoughts, any feedback, okay, any comments at all, please send it to me at askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. Excuse me. askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Thank you, Victor. And I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.
You can listen to Ask Donna every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway?